dare to self-care. There are more things in heaven and earth than dreamt of in your philosophy. This is where the problem starts, and this is where you get your smarts. Cookie-cutter lives are a curse, and then it can only get worse. Having others think for you is a bug, and you must avoid it like a pleasant drug. A creature of the stars is not meant to be born with imaginary scars, and the unexamined life will always lead to manufactured strife. As to why, it is because small minds cannot help but to lie. Small-minded leaders do it too, in hopes of simply manufacturing you. They want their herd to believe they're absurd. And once false leaders own the world, you have to wait until they get too old. And yeah, this strange conspiratorial chatter does not even matter, because there is nothing you can do here except for learning year after year. This is what you haven't been told about the real world. You can't change the world by following what you are told. To truly, fully know, you yourself must grow. To reject strife and embrace life, you have to dare to self-care. And it will take 1,000 narrated books to begin to escape the crooks. You have to unlearn the lies that you were taught were nice. To exit whatever your system, you must follow the path of wisdom. The great beings know this to be true, and they are whispering to you. Man is condemned to be free, because once thrown into the new world, he is responsible for everything he does. Jean-Paul Sartre. Doubt is not a pleasant condition, but certainty is absurd. Voltaire. The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing. Socrates. It is the mark of an educated mind to be able to entertain a thought without accepting it. Aristotle. The important thing is not to stop questioning. Curiosity has its own reason for existence. Einstein. One's mind, once stretched by a new idea, never regains its original dimensions. Oliver Wendell Holmes, Jr. The cosmos is within us. We are made of star stuff. We are a way for the universe to know itself. Carl Sagan. Do not fear to be eccentric in opinion, for every opinion now accepted was once eccentric. Bertrand Russell. You will either step forward into growth, or you will step back into safety. Abraham Maslow. Education is the kindling of a flame, not the filling of a vessel. Socrates, loosely attributed. We can judge our progress by the courage of our questions and the depth of our answers, our willingness to embrace what is true rather than what merely feels good. Carl Sagan. Imagination will often carry us to worlds that never were, but without it, we go nowhere. Carl Sagan. The only way of discovering the limits of the possible is to venture a little way past them into the impossible. Arthur C. Clarke. Science is not only a discipline of reason, but also one of romance and passion. Stephen Hawking. It is not that I am so smart, but I stay with the questions much longer. Albert Einstein.